The government begins releasing some of the first detailed information from the 2000 census today with figures from the states of New Jersey and Virginia. Results from other states will be released in the weeks ahead. The figures are being eagerly awaited, not just by state and municipal governments, but also by businesses. Many companies use the data for everything from marketing to determining where to place their next corporate headquarters. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Every 10 years, the government conducts the census. It is required by law to set congressional boundaries and to determine how much federal money state and local governments receive. But the headcount reveals far more about the U.S. than just raw population numbers. Contained within the data is a wealth of information that can be especially valuable to corporate planning and marketing departments.
There are many firms out there just waiting to get their hands on this and start crunching it so that they can begin to target their populations that are predisposed to purchasing their goods or services.
Ross Duvall is director of regional and demographic studies at the Milken Institute, a California economic think tank. He says the census figures are important to companies, even if they're somewhat dated when all the information is released by the government in a little more than a year from now.
You can look at growth rates, what's happened between the 90 and 2000 census, and get a sense for how rapidly, for example, a Chinese minority may be growing, and you can make an adjustment in trying to determine the size of that population today.
One big change in the 2000 census is that for the first time, it allows people to define themselves as being multiracial. Linda Jacobson is with Claritas, a San Diego-based marketing firm. Her company uses this kind of data, along with its own research, to help companies plot their future growth.
We actually do a number of different things. We produce every single year an update of demographic estimates for the whole U.S. down to the block group level. And we also construct a set of five-year projections to help describe to businesses what their markets will look like 5 years in the future.
Using census data, Claritas divides people into distinct marketing categories. Urban achievers are defined as middle-income residents of major metropolitan areas between the ages of 25 and 44 who are likely to own an electronic organizer, use a debit card, and read Gourmet. Shotguns and pickups are people who like to fish, own a dog, and read Motor Trend. And young influentials attend rock concerts, shop at Eddie Bauer, and subscribe to Runner's World. Jacobson says the different models help give companies a better picture of who their customers are.
We use a variety of statistical techniques to group households into homogeneous clusters who have similar lifestyles and spending habits, who listen to similar kinds of programming, who watch similar kinds of television.
Businesses also use the census for site selection. Janie French is with Staubach Retail Services, a retail property firm located in Dallas, Texas. She says information derived from the 2000 census will help Staubach tell its clients where to open a store, and who in the immediate neighborhood might shop there.
If there's negative household growth or population growth in an area, that would probably not be conducive to a good retail location. But going beyond that, we're able to take the census and determine what kind of customers come to a store. So rather than saying, I'm just interested in high-income, high-growth areas, you can actually say, I'm interested in 35-year-old female who has a college education, 3 children, and drives a Suburban.
The government says individuals do not need to worry about having their privacy invaded by marketers. That's because it's not possible to determine information about a specific individual from the census. For businesses, the most valuable census data won't be available for a while yet. Age and home ownership breakdowns are due to be released by the government this summer. Data obtained from the long-form census mailed to 1 in 6 households won't be released until next year. Contained within those results will be information ranging from household income to occupation to even what types of fuel people use to heat their homes. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.